On your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for high school football on WCDO Sports at FM 101 and AM 1490 and streaming online at WCDOsports.com. Now, to call all the action, here's Greg Davey and Tim Cutting.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome from the home of the Unetigo Spartans. It is, for all intents and purposes in Class D, the game of the year in the regular season as the Unetigo Spartans come in hosting a Walton Warriors team, both teams at 5-0, 3-0 in their Division 7. So the winner of this game, for the most part, will be a division winner. And, of course, both teams probably expected to make the playoffs. But it's a game of contrasting styles, and it should be a perfect night for football in the chilly sense of the word. But we are looking forward to a good game. And joining me, Greg Davey, tonight is Tim Cutting. We're back 2 weeks after joining each other in Bainbridge Guilford. And you could not help but think about the two different styles, what's going to happen here tonight.
Yeah, I was thinking about it this weekend, or during this week when I found out that I was going to be on the radio with you, Greg, and I kind of thought about it, and I said, you know what, Walton is a ball control type offense, and Unetigo likes to run up and down the field, so I don't know how you can get any more contrasting than that.
No, and they both score a lot of points, and they both have terrific defenses. They are undefeated. They have a great history against each other. I'll never forget, I think it was the fall of 87, and I'm doing a game here at about this time in a snowstorm. I'll never forget Earl Sussman, the former athletic director. He was sweeping off the lines, and had there been social media at the time, it would have been a real hoot. But Tim and I are going to come back and talk about both teams a little bit more in depth. We start our broadcast, as always, with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center kickoff show. And it's brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals and expert service, rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, that's Jim Hoover and Frank McCroney, the players and the fans of both Unetigo and Walton, the best in tonight's game. And Tim and I will be back, as I said, to lay it all on the line for you. The numbers and how they got to this point at 5-0, 3-0 in the division. Big game tonight, Unetigo-Walton live, Tri-Town High School Football on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney, has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Anybody down there?
Oh, welcome back, Greg Davey and Tim Cutting, and we are sort of the calm before the storm. It's funny, Walton has this specific warm-up habit. They came out with 15 minutes to go before our broadcast, about 6:15. They came out without the shoulder pads on, walked exactly where they are down across where Unitico will be stationed on the bench. And then about the 30-yard line, they get into the hysterics, and they're doing it again. So they have this routine under Coach Jim Hoover, and I guess you don't win 303 games by being haphazard, huh?
Absolutely not, Greg, and I'll tell you what, you never fix anything if it's not broken.
That's right. And Jim Hoover seems to, while he might have diverted here and there along the way about how to run his football team, he has still kept it very basic. It's not basic for defenses to stop, but they continue to run. They continue to eat up clock. They are 5-0. It has not been easy, however. They started out with a 28-6 win over Whitney Point, doubled that with a Harpersville win, 20-6. Unadilla Valley pulls some problems. In fact, and 36-32, Walton wound up surviving that game. But I was talking to assistant coach Adam Hoover about that, and I said, what was the deal there? And he said, well, we were inside the 20 about five times and didn't score, and a couple times we turned the ball over. They took advantage. They're a good team. Then they defeated their arch-rival Delhi, 34-0, and last week, 36-0, DePaul Hancock. So they pitched two shutouts in a row, Tim. Don't forget their defenses. Everybody talks about how they can stuff the ball down your throat time and again, but their defense also is excellent.
Yeah, they have always had a good defensive concept, and they really do use it well. The one thing that I will, make comment on is you won't see Walton not make adjustments throughout the game defensively. Sometimes it takes other teams time to do that, and with Coach Hoover's 300 game wins, he's not there for that any reason of not taking, not willing to pull the trigger on something like
that. The name to remember rushing-wise is Dawson Beers, 88 rushes, 627 yards, 8 touchdowns, averages 7.1 a carry, isn't even in the starting lineup. They pull him in somewhere in the first half, and he is still their leader in carries and touchdowns and yards. Jacob Wright, he does start, 46 carries, 439 yards, at 9.5 per carry, 3 scores. And Quinn Harvey, the triple threat, makes it 42 for 238, 5 touchdowns, 5.7. And for good measure, Christian Rutherford, 24 for 119. He's averaging just under 5 yards a carry. Now, they do throw it, but as you know, over time with Walton, they might not throw it a lot, but it seems like each time they throw is very important, and it's been very successful. 13 for 27 for QB Trevor Zant at 250 yards. Their leading receiver, Robert Merrill. No, he is not the guy singing the national anthem at Yankee Stadium, but he's got 5 catches for 100 yards. He's averaging 20. Unitico, on the other hand, we've seen them a lot this year, Tim, defeating Sydney 26-18, then Green 21-6, DePaul Hancock 41-18. I guess we can move down just a little bit here with my homemade table. DePaul Hancock proved no problem, 41-18. BG, we did that game together, 36-16. Delhi was 52-30. Many of Delhi's points came late. And everybody thinks of them as the passing team, but look at Tanner Winchester, 19 carries, 491 yards, 25.8 yards every time he touches the ball, 7 scores. He has 5 touchdowns of 50 or more yards, and Tanner Winchester is their electric go-to guy sometimes.
Yeah, he definitely is, and I'll tell you what, the games that we've watched Tanner play, he has absolutely just been amazing. One of the things that I will mention is that he does very, very well as he reverses his field, and when he does that, he just outruns all the coverage and everything. So I'm really interested to see what the Warriors have in plan for Mr. Winchester tonight.
All right. Nate Wilsey, their fullback, 49 for 218 and 6 touchdowns. Ryan Marzell, Zach Youngs, Josh Firebrand even 3 rushing touchdowns this year. But throwing, he's 58 for 101. That's 57% of his passes, 1,071 yards, 10 touchdowns. 4 of those to Tanner Winchester, 5 to Ryan Marzell, and 1 to Jared Jones. Winchester, 21 catches for 507 yards. Ryan Marzell, 18 for 373. 9 touchdowns between the two of them, and 20 or more yards per catch. And sometimes it's not Firebrand throwing long. It's these guys running after they catch the ball.
Yeah, they definitely have that ability. I mean, they're all very good athletic, have athletic skills. And I'll tell you, that's one thing that you want to make sure that Walton does tonight. When they come to the ball, that they come with their pads and driving the legs and making great form tackles as well as, just swarming defense.
Time for a second break here for the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center kickoff show. We will be back for Judy Patel singing the national anthem and our starting lineups, the coin toss, and then the game of the year in Class D, Walton, undefeated. Unitigo, undefeated here at the home of the Spartans and live Tri-Town High School football on WCDO.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality brand name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $299 and recliners from only $199 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep centers, where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The Catalog Outlet stores are open 7 days a week in Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at CatalogOutletOnline.com. Low prices, best selection, at service with a smile, only at the Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Angus & Ale Main Street in Sydney has incredible specials you won't want to miss. Thursdays, you'll love Angus & Ale's famous large chicken wings during wing night. Then Fridays, enjoy fresh fish of the day. And Saturday night features mouth-watering prime Angus prime rib. Don't forget our lunch club, too. Buy 9 lunches and get one free. Plus, the holidays will be here before we know it. And with our variety of catering choices, we can make your holiday parties stress-free. Angus & Ale Main Street in Sydney, open at 11 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Call 604-4273.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, Greg Davey and Tim Cutting. Ready for lineups to be given to us, and we'll give them to you during the game. But, of course, everybody in local high school football is looking at this game, but they're also looking at a historic matchup at Main Endwell. We're not going to, if we have some people giving us updates, we'll certainly pass them along, but we've got a lot of people, and I'll let you read your chicken scratches, Tim.
Yeah, that's definitely chicken scratch, but on the stream tonight, Bowling Green, Kentucky, Tucson, Arizona, Redding, California, Bangor, Maine, NYC, New York City is on while listening tonight. Sydney, of course, Oneonta, Binghamton, Cooperstown. We have folks in Morgantown, West Virginia, Dayton, Ohio, Oceanside, California, North Syracuse, and Fremont, Pennsylvania. But we also have some listeners, Greg, from Walton, New York.
Yes, well, welcome to Walton and the Warriors here, of course, against the Spartans. It's a good matchup, and it looks like as the green and white this year of the Spartans match the white and the orange of Walton, we're going to have Miss Judy Patel singing our national anthem off the hilltops here in the Unadilla Valley.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
thank you, Judy, and I just continue to say there's nothing like Judy Patel's anthem singing off with the hilltops as the natural echo. It just brings tears to your eyes.
Just amazing, and I was just going to say real quick, I remember when I coached up here at Unitego back in the early 90s, and we had one game basketball, that was. We had one basketball game. I can't remember what JV it was, girls or boys. But the record, not the record, yeah, the tape player wouldn't work, and she came in and substituted, and I think that was the beginning of it all.
Oh.
It was that many years ago that she's been doing
part
it.
Of it.
Oh, just phenomenal.
Okay.
Just phenomenal.
Well, it has to start somewhere.
That's
and you
right.
might have the answer to that trivia question.
Yeah, maybe.
Coin being tossed somewhere will land on the turf, the natural turf here of Unitego. And there's two sets of four captains. They're all perusing it. Looks like Unitego's deferred. They did that against Bainbridge Guilford as well, Tim.
Yep, they did. They like to go on that defensive. I mean, obviously, they're waiting for them to make the declaration, but usually the other team takes the ball. So we'll see what happens here, see how it works out for the Spartans.
I know Tim and I have had a lot of anticipation about this game. We hope it lives up to its pregame hype. Both teams pretty much assured with their schedule following this to make the playoffs. There will be quarterfinals. There are eight Class D teams that will make it. Of course, the winner of this game almost assured of that position. If you have to come up, and this is totally unrehearsed, if you have to come up with some sort of X factor that you might not, I mean, we know Winchester's probably going to have a good game, Firebend. We know, Dawson Beers, Trevor Zant, they'll have big games for Walton. Is there an X factor you're thinking of that just might not be thought about?
Going to go out on the line, and I'm going to say the Spalding kid from Unitego.
Okay.
I haven't really seen too much from Walton this year, so I can't really go out there and say anybody in particular, but I'm just going to say, let's say the defensive backs from the Walton Warriors will have a great game.
Okay. Well, they have prepared. I'll tell you more as we get going with the fun and gun, as I like to call it, for Unitego, how they got prepared for the fun and gun. Adam Hoover had a lot to say about that in our pregame chat. All right, no surprise who's kicking off here. Josh Firebend will be launching it. He may still go short. That is tendency for Unitego in the early going. And no, this one is a midline drive, and it is way back, dropping into the end zone. I don't know if it was touched by Nick Mills or not, but it's back there for a touchback. And it'll be first and 10 for the Walton Warriors, who have their quarterback, Trevor Zant. Fullback is Quinn Harvey, running backs Jacob Wright and Christian Rutherford, the tight ends Matt Sinistor and Robert Merrill. We'll get to the linemen in just a second.
I was going to say on that kick, though, the receiver from Walton had to breathe a sigh of relief there that it did go into the end zone because he was waiting and waiting and waiting, and it finally did go in.
Yeah, that's right. All right, again, their leading rusher, Dawson Beers, a planned substitute. And they go into their usual set, although they've got a wide receiver near side and a rarity in itself, the first play, as a lineman for Walton has jumped in the neutral zone. So that'll put them back 5 yards. The tackles are Dylan Kilpatrick, number 54, Nick Matthews, number 60. We don't ever give these guys enough credit. Center Luke Hammond, 65, 76, Tyler Griffin, and 77, Kevin Malia. Are the guards. Walton pushed back 5 yards already, and it will be first and 15 from their 15. Man in motion is Harvey, and they go off tackle right side. Not much there. Left side of the line for Unitego coming up strong.
Didn't quite catch the number on that, Greg, but somebody on the left side of that defense made an absolute fantastic tackle right there in the backfield.
So that's Jacob Wright with the carry, and he had no gain on the play. Wright, their second leading rusher. Jim Hoover, 303 victories. Congratulations to him. He's as classy as the number of wins as he has. 303 wins worth of class, no question about it. Early first quarter, no score. Second play from scrimmage after a penalty. Man in motion, and actually becomes a blocker in this scheme off the left tackle this time. And as we know, Walton tends to give it to the same back numerous times. This is Jake Wright again, and he gets 4 yards up to the 19-yard line, and it will bring up a third and 11.
He was brought down by number 17 from Unitego Spartans on the play. Brings up a crucial third down right here in the early going.
Jake DeJoy, one of the linebackers, along with Dawson Wilsey, who's only a freshman, older brother Nate Wilsey is senior, and Jesse Coleman, number 61, who is a junior. So, first big fork in the road, so to speak, when it comes to Walton's offense. Third and 11. They need to get to the 30-yard line. We are just underway. First possession, 10.5 minutes to go, and the stoppage of the clock by the officials asking for a timeout, and that's for Walton. We'll take a short break. Tim and I will be back. No score. Walton in the first possession of the game against Unitego. Live Tri-Town High School football on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, so quarterback Trevor Zant, 5'11 senior, comes to the line. He's got a third and 11 following a Walton timeout. And they'll go end around. It's red like a book. I think that's Nate Wilsey in there, number 41. It sure is. And the running back, Jacob Wright, had nowhere to go. He lost about four, and it's punting time for Walton on the first possession. Chalk that one up to the Unitego defense.
Yeah, that was a nice play by Nate Wilsey right there. He actually read the motion and shot the gap and was right there to make the tackle just before the running back from Walton made the turn.
All right, so the punter is Matt Sinistor, 6-foot senior, also the tight end. He'll be punting away from his 16. Fair catch. They don't want any part of it. And it'll be down by Walton. It's great field position for Unitego, so they win the first battle here. Early first quarter, no score. 9:42 to go. Greg Davey and Tim Cutting, first quarter, as the battle of the unbeatens gives the ball to Unitego with terrific field position at the 33-yard line of Walton.
Great place to start off the first possession of the game.
Josh Firebend in the shotgun. Behind him is Wilsey. I call it the fun and gun. It is Firebend. No surprise. He takes a run, gets to the 30-yard line, pickup of a long three, second and 7. And we've seen that Firebend's become more of a runner this season. It's added another element to his game.
Absolutely. Just don't forget that the young man can throw the ball, too, because I tell you, he's got a great arm and you know, what an added dimension, like you said, Greg, to have that added to his arsenal.
Kyle Spaulding wide to the near side. They've got two receivers both sides, and it throws out in the flat to Winchester. He shakes and bakes, gets out of the near sideline. He could go all the way, 5, and in for the touchdown. That was a short yardage play that became another Winchester classic.
Yep, great block on the corner. I talked about him in the first part of the game was Nate Spaulding. He made a really nice block on the corner. Winchester used his athletic ability, and there was a potential of a missed tackle there, but, you know, it was a nice move by Winchester to get down the sideline.
When Lou Holtz was the coach of South Carolina, I went to a game, and he kept saying, YAC, YAC, yards after catch. There's nobody better than Tanner Winchester. Did I just hear a kaboom go off on the extra point attempt? Winchester holding, Firebend kicking, no good. So the score stays 6-0, but Walton, one play, 30-yard drive. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Football on WCDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
One play, 30 yards, touchdown, Walton or Unitego, and it's no surprise we've seen one play drives We saw two against Bainbridge Guilford. We see one on the first play against Walton tonight after their defense did its job. The kick was no good. It's 6-0. The fireworks did go off. Line drive kick right at the 30. And it is, I think that is their one of their running backs, Quinn Harvey, number 18, and he did a nice job to catch it, first of all, and hold on to it, second of all. He got a few yards back. First down, 10-4. Walton early first quarter. Their second possession trailing 6-0.
Harvey picked up a short hop there, really, I mean, because that was drilled at him, and he made a nice play to recover that and get a couple yards out of that carry.
All right, so here comes Walton yet again. They're coming to the near side of the field, close to us, which makes me very happy, visually challenged as I am. Near side, they got two wideouts on the near side, one in the slot, more of a traditional look, and they push over the right side. And Jesse Coleman in the mix there, number 61. Not sure who carried the ball, but Wright has been carrying the ball the first few times. Oh, this looks like Quinn Harvey, number 18. So he gets rewarded for his job on the kickoff team. He gets 2 yards, his first carry of the game, one of the top four running backs on this committee that Walton has done successfully enough for a 5-0 record. 8:28 to go first quarter. And, of course, with Walton running the ball, the clock will run.
Absolutely.
From the 35, 2nd and 8, Zant calling out. He's got wideouts both sides, and they're putting fireworks out there without a score. Oh, blast through the middle. That's a quick opener if ever I saw one. 5, 10, 15, 23 yards on the play, and that's another Quinn Harvey run.
Very nice play right there. Nice little trap Blackman, and there was a huge hole, just an absolutely massive hole for him to run through. Great play, Walton Warriors offensive line.
First down for the Warriors and first time in Unitigo territory. And they are at the 45 of the Spartans. They'll go with that same set. Wideouts both sides. Two running backs. Straight handoff, right tackle. Harvey again with the call. 5 yards. Muscling another 4. And he's close to the first down. And this is the Walton football approach that we have seen for decades.
Absolutely. This is what you pay to see, is the run grinding. Just the feet don't stop, you know. I mean, they just keep moving, and that's what got him the extra 2 yards. So nice play by Harvey.
So Jacob Wright got 1 yard collectively in 3 carries. Quinn Harvey, his 3 carries, 34 yards, 2nd and short from the Unitigo, 36. This time another quick opener, and this time it is Christian Rutherford. He's 5'8", junior. And it's good enough for the first down.
Just going to say really quick, the one thing I always remember about Walton was is the quarterback turns his back to the line, and you don't know which back has the ball. And I remember when we were practicing for them, and I was a junior, I had to run their plays against our defense. And I remember Coach Hintz saying, tackle every back that comes out of that. And I was one of the ones.
Well, second first down of this drive. Walton seemingly warmed up now. They go back to Harvey right up the gut, and it takes 3 Unitigo Spartans to get him down. Pickup of 6 down inside the 30 to the 28.
They found the left side of that offensive line is really moving the Spartans backwards right there. The last 2 plays have been just absolutely phenomenal blocking by the line.
Now that's a credit to the scouts, in the eyes in the sky, so to speak. So far side, near side receivers. Zant, like a machine, giving it off to Harvey to the right side. Not much there. And this time, Unitigo closed the gap. And the stop by number 54, Hubbard, I believe. Riley Hanrahan, 5'10 senior, 200-pound linebacker.
Nice play by that young man.
But pickup of 2 for Harvey. He's already got 42 yards on 5 carries. We have not seen Dawson Beers yet. He's the electric guy off the bench from the 26-yard line. Zant now has 3 men on the backfield, all straight across. No, and it's 2 tight end set. Up the gut. Harvey again, I believe, and it's they're finding a little gap, Tim, between the tackles right now, and that seems to be where it happens.
And it's on the left side of their offensive line, so the right side of the defensive line, and they have definitely exploited something there because they are just at will moving the ball right now.
Well, I may have to reserve more than one line for Quinn Harvey. He's doing a nice job. Another first down, the third one of this drive, and they continue to drive. The ball now at the 20-yard line. They are officially in the red zone at the 20 on this long drive with 5:11 left. Quick opener on the left side, and it would have been more, except Nate Wilsey was ready for that play. That was carried by Dawson Beers. Now he is in the game, Tim, and I guess he is a springboard coming in off the bench. Picks up a healthy 3 yards, the first of what we perceived to be many carries.
And I'll guarantee, Greg, he thought he had more, but Wilsey made a really nice play in flash and
Wilsey
made
a great
tackle.
He certainly did. All right, quick snap count. And they're rolling to the near side on a sweep. And that's Beers again. And it's hard now with this angle to find out where he went. He came to the near side and out of bounds. And all things, when the dust settles, it's a third and one. So he picks up 6.
I'm going to say he's probably about the 11. Just looking from our vantage point, it's kind of difficult. But.
Yeah, it sure is. The angle's a little tough. But so third and one. Three in the backfield yet again. Two tight end set. They give it right up the gut to Beers. Beers with the first down. So they're going back to the basics.
They are definitely going back to Walton football right now. And I'll tell you what, it's working like a charm.
Down to the 5. Just inside the 5.
And all important is the remembering that Unitigo missed the extra point.
Yep. Beers now with a sweep to the near side, trying to turn the corner. He's close. He's not quite in. Down somewhere, the 1, maybe the 2-yard line. Pickup of 3 for Beers. And not only the fact we know that they have a lot of guys carry the football, and a lot of times they'll do it in a row, but they just have that, they have that ability as a runner to know how to turn the corner, know how to dip the shoulder, know how to use their balance.
Definitely very well versed at finishing off their runs.
All right, from the 2-yard line, 3:12 to go. Quick snap count again. Oh, it's a fake, and Zant is going to slant left. There he is in. The white hat with a signal for the touchdown. The guys in the end zone didn't have that sign. What a play. Just when you think it's a basic off tackle, you said the quarterback turns his back, and he went in for the score.
Yeah, and so, the running back that they thought had the ball got tackled, and the quarterback held on, and he just fell forward and got in the end zone for a touchdown.
Walton does what Walton does, and they do it so very well. A total antithesis of their first series.
And imagine this, they're not in kicking formation.
Yeah, not since 87 have they had a dependable kicker, and he set the record for most extra points in Section 4. They'll go straight up the gut, and with that, Dawson Beers is in for his 5th extra point of the season, and Walton now takes a 7-6 lead. We're going to stay right here and kind of analyze that a little bit. I don't know what they didn't do the first time that they decided to either change or go back or see maybe a weakness on the line, in the secondary, whatever. See if you can
that was definitely like we were talking about at the beginning. You don't win 300 games without making adjustments, and they did make adjustments right on that drive, and it definitely is working. And you know what? Unitigo now is going to have to make some adjustments, or otherwise Walton's going to run up and down this field, and they're going to limit the amount of opportunities that Unitigo can have the ball for the fun and gun.
And then, let's see, so Beers with the run. So now it is 8-6. If I said 7-6 before, I apologize. Something tells me I did. And kicker has to tie his shoes, or his shoe. And that kicker is Matt Sinistor. So a 6-minute drive from the 9:03 mark to the 3:03 mark. A hop, skip, and a jump of a kick, but it is caught at around the 30-yard line. Number 14, Bryden Rofes, one of the backup running backs, gets in the special teams there, and he has to make a, just like Harvey did before, has to make a special catch because that's something that you never know that you're going to get it until you get it. But that ball had a nice little hop up and over the first line.
Absolutely. Hopped right over top of him, and that guy was ready for the reception.
And here we go with the no-huddle fun and gun. They're rushing the quarterback, throwing it long for Winchester. He's open at the 35 and can't make the catch. I don't think I've ever seen him drop one when he's open. He wasn't wide open, but he was open for the catch. There were three defenders somewhat near him. I couldn't believe that Firebend got off the throw with all that pressure coming on him.
Yeah, that was quite interesting. I didn't watch the end of that play. Don't know if he got hit or not, but when I watched him throw the ball, he threw it up, and Winchester just went and got it. I'm really like shocked, like yep. You are, that he didn't catch it. But, you know, he's a young kid.
All right. Second play. Again, he's going to fake the screen. He actually throws it over, and he had Nate Wilsey there for the screen, but instead threw it toward a lineman, Ethan Barber. Again, we're talking young kids here. We don't know why he did what he did, but he did. He actually pump faked while backpedaling. He definitely
did something a little bit different there, and I'm going to say what it was Walton is coming after them right now. I mean, they are sending a lot of people,
They got seven guys in the box for sure. Matt Sinistor, one of the ends, tackles Tyler Griffin, Nate Sparling, end is Robert Merrill. They're all coming. They got five back. They have six up and five back, and Firebend, while with time to throw, looks for Jared Jones. It would have been close to the first down, but incomplete through his hand. So things that usually have worked for UTCO early in a game are not working in this possession, and they're going to have to punt the ball away. Three incompletions.
It's a good pass by Firebend. It just was a little bit, just a tick too far for the receiver.
Now it is set up as a fun and gun look, but he will punt quickly. Oh, and the ball got partially blocked. That's going to take a funny bounce, but for UTCO, a good bounce, and it'll be down at the 38-yard line. All right.
Like you said, Greg, they had seven in the box. The play before, they had eight, and I don't know how they didn't get the Firebend, but I'm telling you right now, this is what we're going to see. They are going to go after Firebend and make him make decisions that may not be what he's used to seeing.
And not only were they charging the quarterback, they were charging the quarterback slash punter on that because they are set up like a regular shotgun, so there's no long snapping going on. And he just barely got that off. 27-yard punt, albeit blocked. So from the 38, a clear handoff to Dawson Beers up the middle. He gets three and then muscles his way for two more. Pickup of about five, maybe even six. It's going to be second down and four.
Yeah, they definitely are working that right side of that line. They're every now and then they'll throw a token play over to the left side, but they are really working this right side of the defensive line of UTCO.
And if you want to talk about momentum change, yes. You want to talk about rhythm for Walton right now, they have got it. Second down and a long four at the 45 of Walton. They stay in close. They go up the middle. This time UTCO does a good job to stop the play. Looks like Christian Rutherford was the ball carrier this time, giving it to the fullback. Still picks up 2 yards. Even a successful defensive play picks up 2 yards for Walton.
And I have a feeling we're going to be saying this name a lot tonight. Nate Wilsey, another great tackle right there.
Third-year starter. He is an animal on the defense. We've seen it against Green. We've seen it against Sydney. We've seen it against Bainbridge-Guilford. Last week, Nate saw it against Delhi. Third down and two from the 47. They need to get to the 49. And they do. Rutherford plows ahead into UTCO territory. Pickup of five, first down for Walton.
That is just absolutely flawless football right there. I mean, the linemen are executing their blocks. The backs are running their plays, and they're doing it all right to perfect execution.
Well, this is where UTCO has to figure out what they are doing wrong and how they can stop it. Everybody for years has tried. Few have succeeded. Now in UTCO territory at their 47. They'll go back to Dawson Beers. Off tackle right side. Much better defensively that time. Jesse Coleman and Nate Wilsey stop Beers after about a 3-yard gain.
And again, like I said before, that's the token play to the right side of their line. Left side of Unitigo seems to be a little bit stronger on that left side for Unitigo.
Second and a short, 7-8-6, Walton. Unitigo scored after a three and out by Walton. Scored on the first play, 30-yard pass from Firebend to Winchester. Walton came back down, a six-minute drive and scored. They have the ball back again on second down and a long seven. This time they are stopped. I think that was Rutherford on the carry. Could be wrong.
Guess what, Greg? Guess what number was coming off the bottom of that pile? Take a guess.
41.
41, yeah. Nate Wilsey. And again, like we said, we are going to be saying that name a lot.
And the first quarter has come to an end, one of our quicker games of the season. So as we said, the score 8-6, Walton on top of Unitigo. They'll switch sides. We'll see if Walton can keep their momentum going against the home team Spartans. It's live, Tri-Town High School Football on WCDL.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Third and six coming up for the Walton Warriors. They take a little extra time on the quarter break. I guess that was so they don't get charged a timeout. But Walton comes back very confident. Unitigo fighting a little harder on defense now, making it a third and six. The ball is at the 43-yard line of Unitigo. Walton goes to the outside for Beers. Beers is going to be sacked in the backfield. Not a quarterback sack, but a running back sack. Riley Hanrahan, and I see Nate Wilsey in there. Again, he is a busy defender.
Yeah, the defensive end on that side made a really nice play. He actually just grabbed his shirt and was holding him there and didn't let him get outside him, and then Mr. Wilsey came up and cleaned it up.
Only the second time a Walton player has lost yardage tonight, with about 12 carries in between. 8-6, great game. We were hoping it would be. It is so far. Now a punting formation at the 45, but I'm not convinced. They are set up for a punt. Sinistor is back. There is a long snapper. There's nobody back for Unitigo. They now drift somebody back, but Ryan Marzell's just going to let that go. It has a chance, but no, it'll go into the end zone. Nice punt, 45-yard punt.
Yeah, it was a great punt. You know, that's like what you see on Sundays and Saturday afternoon in major college football. You know, that ball was spiraling. Usually punts flip over end over end in this area, but that was a real nice spiral punt, and it took off like a shot.
Well, let's say the momentum has slightly been upheld a little bit with Unitigo's defense coming alive. Now they have it on offense. They're trailing 8-6. Here's the fun and gun. There's all kinds of spread formation with one back. And again, throwing off the back feet, Winchester this time with a great catch. And he's still on his feet. He didn't get tackled to midfield. 45 on the far side. Cuts it back to the 40 and out of bounds. Unbelievable play. Now, he missed the one that was fairly wide open. He makes the one in total traffic, one guy on either side, and he runs after the catch. Big Unitigo play.
Great play. Showed his athletic ability, and, you know, that's Tanner Winchester.
41 yards on that play. And they're going right back to it again with the fun and gun. They go out to the far side, or to the near side, to Marzell. Nice screen pass there, sort of. Actually, a screen by the slot back. And Marzell picks up some yardage. Tackled on the play by Blake Hitt, 5'9", 135. He's the backup quarterback, but he's the starting safety as a junior.
Blake Hitt made a nice tackle there because he got a stiff arm right at the top of his helmet. Nice play to hang on and make that tackle.
Okay, gain of 12 on that to Marzell. Three completions, three first downs. A reverse going to Winchester. He gets to the outside, shakes the tackler, comes back to the mid toward midfield, and then gets piled on. But it looks like he's close to another Unitigo first down inside the 20.
Referee on this side is moving the chains, so it is good for a first down for Tanner Winchester.
First carry for Winchester. Remember, he's just as dangerous as a running back, or runner, I should say, on the slot formation as he is a passer. And Walton says, oh, let's slow things down a little bit. We don't like this no huddle, and we'll take a timeout. We do have some more folks logging in. Boston, Massachusetts, Hampton, Virginia, Valdosta, California. I'm sorry, Valdosta, Florida, where my in-laws are from. South Hold, Long Island, Charleston, South Carolina. We've got some more Boston people, and as Joe Gardner, our engineer back at the station, said, I can't see any open spaces in New York State. This game is being streamed to many, many people today. Of course, it's being streamed, but I mean it's being received by many, many people. And they're logging in, and we appreciate them doing so. It's WCDO Sports On Demand. So take that, Chenango Forks and Maine Endwell.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we have not gotten an update from that game, but I'm liking where we're sitting right here.
I definitely like where we are. 8-6 the score, Walton. Both teams have had their share of momentum, and the ball now on a Unitigo drive at the 15 of Walton. Ryan Marzell and Tanner Winchester helping Josh Firebend make this offense come alive. And Firebend's going to go long, looking for Marzell, up over a touchdown. I don't believe it.
What a great, great catch in the corner of the end zone. What a great throw.
Ryan Marzell, oh, awesome throw, but Ryan Marzell just reaches up with two hands. That's not easy. He made it look easy, but that's not easy.
And then made sure he got his foot in. Great play, great play.
And the fireworks going off again. 12-yarder followed by a 15-yarder. So now Unitigo with a 12-8 lead, and they're definitely going for two. No more kicking in this situation. For Ryan Marzell, that is his team-leading sixth receiving touchdown. And Firebend, play action, he'll throw across the middle, and it is knocked down incomplete. But we'll take a break with 10:33 to go, second quarter. 12-8, Unitigo takes the lead over Walton. Live Tri-Town High School football on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Okay, we have already had two lead changes. It's something you don't usually talk about in football. Talk about it a lot in basketball, but not in football. Two lead changes already. Unitigo scores, then Walton scores and gets the two extra for the two extra point. Unitigo comes back, does not hit the extra point, but they've got a 12-8 lead now on Walton. Another kick up the middle, taken to the near side by number 25, Derek Mead. He's still on his feet. Impresses me and Tim here up to the 44-yard line. Good field position for Walton after a decent kick by Firebend, and it's first and 10 for the Walton Warriors. Make that now the 43-yard line.
Mead with a really nice return there. Used to set his blockers up very well and made a nice cutback off one of his blockers and almost broke that play to the end zone.
All right, so Walton sets up. Who is going to be their running back of choice this time? Will it be Dawson Beers, Christian Rutherford, Jacob Wright, Quinn Harvey? Will it be Trevor Zant himself? He scored the touchdown for Walton from the 43. First down, giving it up the gut to Beers. Beers got a couple of yards and then suddenly pushed back by Barber and Wilsey. Wilsey, the main culprit there on defense.
Yep, that's a little help there on that play by Ethan Barber, and he's a nice little linebacker as well, as we'll see. Nice compliment on that.
He's won our Dynamic Defense Award twice, I think. Green and Bainbridge Guilford. Sponsored by Mang Insurance. All right, so second and 7 from the 46 of Walton. Compact lineup again off the left side between the center and the left guard, and that one is... Oh, boy. Turn your back to me, please. There it is. It's Dawson Beers again. And they're going to move the chains. Yes, indeed, they are.
Well, you have to sit and wait for the officials to say move the chains or not move the chains, but they're right in front of us tonight, so that's a good thing.
That is a good thing, and we've got 47-yard line of Unitigo now for the Walton Warriors. They go back to the two tight end set. They have not thrown the ball yet. A nice glance to get upfield, starting right, and then a cutback. We'll see again on the tackle. He made it hard for Christian Rutherford. But Rutherford still pummeling along, and he gets 7 yards.
Very nice play right there by Rutherford. He made a real nice cut at just outside the point of attack and cut back inside and got a few more yards after that.
As Steve Leahy, former coach of Unitigo, would say, that was a good football play. All right, second down and a long two, short three from just inside the 40-yard line for Walton. They go back to a little misdirection, and a one-on-one tackle as Jacob Wright gets the ball again. But he is set down. 22, I believe.
Yep, number 22 from Unitigo. Let's see.
Dawson Wilsey, the freshman. No, he's had some. He's had
is that
some
a brother
good moments.
The linebacker Wilsey.
Dawson, the younger brother of Nate. Okay. I guess we got our answer. We're up in the Unitigo booth. We might as well ask. And they will. And forget where he got tackled because they say forward progress was stopped. So yeah. No gain for Jacob Wright.
Nice play by number 22, the younger Wilson.
From the 40 of Unitigo. Big third down and three right here. Compact again. Oh, they go the quick opener up the middle. That's a first down. Dawson Beers takes care of that. He gets 10 yards on the play. Another first down for Walton. They continue to move the chains as the clock moves down to the 8-minute mark.
That was a real nice play right there. They ran right off the gut, right off the center and guard, and perfect little play and nice run by the running back from Walton.
No passes, but unofficially 8 first downs on the ground, including the touchdown run of 2 yards by Trevor Zinn. Oh, ball, Beers comes off a little Charlie horse, possibly a little stinger on the ankle. We'll see. He's going to be attended to. Not that they don't have enough other running backs, and they're in the game now. And that's up the middle. I think that was Harvey off the left tackle. Swarmed there by Hanrahan and Dawson Wilsey again.
Yeah. What is that? What was that phrase that used to be? It was running back by committee?
Yeah, for Walton. Oh, yeah. Yep.
They have a few of them.
So Harvey back in the game picks up two. He's unofficially got 50 yards on 7 carries. So Zant has 3 men to the backfield again. 2 tight end set. That seems to be the one that's working so far. Oh, little movement on the defensive line. Straight up the gut. And I don't know if they let that play go or not, but that was Christian Rutherford again.
It looks like they did definitely let the play go. Based on the Walton fans, though, I think there should have been a flag there.
Okay, so the play does stand. 5 yards for Rutherford. He's got 22 yards on 6 carries. And although listed as a fullback, he's the smallest one in there. All right, Zant back under center. Gives it to the second man through, and that is Rutherford. Nice zig and zag, and he comes from behind Dawson Wilsey to make the tackle. Another first down for the Walton Warriors, who are driving deep in Unitigo territory.
Great play right there. Another huge, huge hole for the running back to run through.
15 yards unofficially on that one. So you never know who's going to get it. What Tom Hager used to say is you look at, you can see who's going to carry the ball by where their guards go. So
we'll watch the guards.
We'll watch the guards, see what happens. I'm watching the ball. Oh, stuffed on that play. Apparently they did read it well. This time it's tackle by committee. And that was Quinn Harvey on the carry. Didn't get very far, but it is second and goal from the 9. Loss of 1 for Harvey.
And as the old, old PA announcer from Sydney used to say, a host of tacklers.
The late Doug Quinney. Absolutely. All right, 2nd and 9. And I actually took his place after he stepped out. Jack Jones hired me. Well, hired me. He gave me free admission to the game. From the 9, 2nd and goal. Oh, and they'll stop and go, a little hitch, and then inside the 5. And in for the score, Christian Rutherford. Nice piece of running by that young man.
Can't even begin to tell you, folks, what a great run that was. He actually made two cuts back to his left and another one to his right and then ran over a would-be tackler at the goal line to go into the end zone for the touchdown. Nice run, young man.
Another lead change. Christian Rutherford, 9 yards on that carry. He's got 46 in 8 tries tonight. And now with the score 14-12, Walton, we'll see how they approach this two-pointer. They're going to go to the near side, Rutherford again. And boy, this time he slips through the grasp of Tanner Winchester. Nice job, Rutherford. 2 more points, make it 16-12. Second quarter action, 5:28 to go here. Walton by 4. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Football on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, so right back to it, and Matt Sinistor will be kicking off again to Unitigo. Let's see if this one goes the bouncety bounce that he did last time, or whether it's going to be a drill like Firebend had done a couple of times. No, he's going to go bouncity-bounce again, and that's going to go 15 yards. And I think Dawson Wilsey on the far side is just going to fall on it. Good field position still with the Unitigo Spartans, and let's see if they're going big play pass or whether, you know, just what they're going to think of. I mean, it really is. Who's going to have the ball last at this point?
Yeah, and it is, and it's definitely going to come down to what we were just talking on at break. It's those extra points. Those extra conversions. I mean, you have 2 more that Unitigo doesn't get, and if Walton gets that, that's 8 points. That's another whole score in possession.
All right, so Unitigo set to go with the fun and gun. They got slots and wide outs on both sides, but it's straight up the middle to Wilsey, and as good as a tackler as he's been, he's eluding some tacklers right now. And that was a very hard-earned 5-yard run that time for Nate Wilsey.
Yeah, he never stopped. He just kept moving his feet and dragging guys and just never dying that kid.
I stand corrected. They'll only give him credit for 3. I thought it was a lot more. All right, right back to it. Shotgun for Firebend, of course. In motion comes Winchester, and he'll get the handoff, and he's turning the corner and turning on the Jets. He eludes 2 tacklers, cuts it back to the middle of the field, down to the sideline again. Not that that's all that far, but a nice job by Winchester for the run.
I
got him the first down.
Yeah, I mean, they've run that little jet sweep to Winchester a couple times, and each time there's key blocks out on the end that are just freeing him up.
A 40-yard carry for first down. And now it's Firebend, and the ball is loose. The ball is open for possession, and it could be our first turnover of the game. And I'm going to watch this young man come over to the sidelines. It's number 29, Alex Sorochinski, 5'10", 170. Firebend showed a little bit too much football that time, Tim, eluding the tackler.
Yeah, once he got hit, he didn't put the ball away, and the second guy in from Walton, I'm not sure who that was, knocked the ball out. Nice recovery by Sorochinski.
All right. So a fumble on the play, and that brings the possession back, and our first turnover brings it back to Walton. Walton, second man this time. The fake, and that ball pops loose. And it might be a Walton recovery, giving them a break.
My gosh, I'm telling you, it's back-to-back plays, and we've got fumbles. That ball was up in the air for a long time. That was almost a punt.
And I'm not sure who. Yeah, that was the 9-yard carry by somebody that didn't mean to carry it like that. I think that was Harvey.
I lost the number 2 because I was watching the ball flutter in the air and seeing who was going to get it.
So fumble recovered, 2nd and 1. Break for Walton, no doubt. And Harvey gets hit right there at the line of scrimmage. He's going to be close to the first down. The clock will stop at 3:53, second quarter, so that they can check it out. Or will they go on? They're going to go ahead and give him the first down.
Nice run for that 1.5 yards, and I'll tell you what, he got hit hard. I'm not sure who it was from Unitigo, but he did stand him up, but not before he got the first down.
Absolutely, on that far side. Ethan Barber is on the line. Josh Hulbert's on the line. Jacob Morrison on the line for Unitigo. First down again for Walton. Straight handoff to Harvey, who gets to the outside this time and near the 50-yard marker and the sideline at the same time. It'll be close to the first down. Depending on where he went out of bounds, they'll spot it an 8-yard carry for Harvey. Got 57 yards on 11 carries so far.
That was an interesting run because it looked like Unitigo had him stopped, and then all of a sudden the young man jumped forward and for another 2 yards.
Yep, and it's rare to see Walton break to the outside like he did. Nice job there. Second and two, this time up the gut. Beers might be back in the ballgame. I see a 4 on the jersey.
Okay, another first down for Walton with 2:50 to go in the half.
All right, so that's a 6-yard carry for Dawson Beers, who appears to be back to his normal self, not limping at all. Another first down, 12 unofficially in this game for Walton. They have not thrown the ball. At the 45-yard line, first down. Simple handoff this time, sweeping to the right side. Christian Rutherford again, he's impressed me early. He doesn't get the headlines, he doesn't get a lot of the scores, but he's done a nice job on the sort of the off running back, if you will, and that's a gain of about 4. Rutherford with 9 carries and a touchdown, 50 yards. Boy, has Walton done what Walton does, pile up the rushing yards. Clock down to 2:19. Tim, you might have to keep an eye on that for me because okay. I have to look around the corner to see that.
Get on the ball!
Now, Walton has taken 2 timeouts in this first half. They only have 1 left. They pretty much have the clock where they want it, though.
Yeah, they're definitely on the pulse side of that.
From the 40. Quick opener up the middle, close to the first down. See who gets up off the pile. I'm thinking it's Beers. Yes, indeed.
And he was tackled on the play by number 55. One thing you want to keep in mind is Unitigo Walton used 2 timeouts already this half.
That's right. So Beers with a 4-yard gain. He's got over 50 yards. Freshman Dean Reed makes that tackle, by the way. Third down and 1. Key play right here. Looks like a first down, and I think it's Beers that gets it. They went off the left tackle. Seems like when they need something, that's where they go, is off left tackle.
When this play starts again, there'll be 1:43 left in the half, with Walton leading 16-12 over the Spartans.
Greg Davey and Tim Cutting here at Unitigo. Perfect night for a football game. We've got ourselves not only a great crowd, but we've got great listeners and log on computer users tonight on the stream. WCDO Sports On Demand, made possible by SFCU. First down and 10. And there's going to be the first pass of the game. If it does get thrown, it's sure enough. Way down, way down, way down. It's up, and it's up for the touchdown. We said at the beginning of the game, they don't throw much. But 28, Robert Merrill, his 6th catch of the season. Touchdown, Walton. And what a time to see the pass. You knew it was coming, you just didn't know when.
Yeah, it was a little rollout for the quarterback, and it looked like he was going to go out of bounds, but he stayed in bounds, and then he let the ball fly. And there was a safety back for Unitigo, but I don't think he thought the ball was thrown far enough, so he didn't really have good spot for it, and the Walton receiver was behind him.
Do we know where that was launched from as they go for the 2-yard or 2-point conversion? And, oh, that's going to be a wrap-up and tackle there of the ball carrier. Give credit.
He was brought down on by that play by number 9, Jared Smith.
Jared Smith. Let's stay right here because we're close enough to the half. Can we tell where that ball was thrown from?
I'm going to say it was probably near the 25-yard line. That was the line of scrimmage. Now, I'm not going to say that's where the quarterback threw it from, because I think he was closer to the 30 after he rolled.
Well, where the ball was snapped from,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to say the 25.
Okay, so Robert Merrill, 25. We'll go with that.
And that's just ballparking where the chains are laying right now.
Right, exactly. I see the first down markers. I don't see the down marker. That was the thing that was killing me there. Okay, so Zant, 25-yard pass to Merrill. And that was at the 1:14 mark.
So 22-12, Walton, with 1:14 remaining.
And obviously a it'll be Jesse Coleman falling on it. 13 yards up the field. Another obvious onside kick, trying for more. Now, don't put it past Unitigo that they can't strike quickly. We know we've seen 3 one-play drives this year in 2 games.
They definitely have that capability, and, you know, you definitely know that Walton is going to be prepared for that.
Okay, so 22-12. Unitigo, first down. Play action going out to the right for Winchester. Nice screen by Marzell on the far side. Tried to go for extra yardage, but get out of bounds so the clock can stop, and it will stop at the 35 of Walton.
It looked like to me that he was going to go out of bounds himself, and then in his own athletic ways, cuts back in and almost didn't get out of bounds on that play.
22-yard pass play that time to Tanner Winchester. Firebend's going to go long. He's got Marzell out there. No, I'm sorry. He has Winchester out there again. My bad. Marzell comes to the near side on that.
Yeah, and like we said before, that arsenal for Firebend is a nice arm. I mean, that he's throwing that ball 40 yards in the air on just perfectly. Completely perfect spiral. Just what a great pass.
All right, we'll set it up after the clock stops with 50 seconds left. Second down from the 35. Firebend going to punch a screen out there. I'm thinking it's Wilsey, but I don't know for sure. And we'll see.
Unitigo timeout.
Now, was that to Wilsey or was that to Jared Jones?
I think it was Winchester. He was over on that side, and it was like a little wide receiver screen, so I think it was Winchester.
Okay. We'll give them credit for a 5-yard pass completion. 125 yards for Josh Firebend so far. He is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for 10. 4 times to Winchester, twice to Marzell, each time there with a score. If I can get to my schedule tonight, I can talk about other games. Of course, there really is only one game anybody, besides this one, anybody's thinking of, and that is Shenango Forks and Maine Endwell. If anybody has any information on that, we were hoping for our Mr. Connection there.
Yeah, I'm not getting any updates, so I can't help you out with that, Greg.
All right, Unitigo
running. I'm guessing my friend did not get his wife's phone.
Ah, not enough yes dears going on there. All right, so out of the shotgun, of course. Wilsey is a blocking back. Firebend throwing long for Marzell. He's open. He catches it over the shoulder in for the touchdown. By golly, they did it again.
Okay, and now I have to say something. That was a great play. They rolled right in, looking towards Winchester's side, and then did a throwback to Ryan Marzell on the left-hand side, all the way down to the goal line, touchdown Unitigo.
I've got 31 yards on that pass play. Ryan Marzell, his second touchdown catch, his 7th of the season, among Section 4's best. But some would say he's not even the best on his team when you got Tanner Winchester over there. How about this? They are a dynamic duo for sure.
They definitely are, and they're on the opposite sides of the field, so it definitely spreads out the defense.
22-18, still 32 seconds to go. And a slant throw, and it's good.
Caught by number 2, Kyle Spaulding.
Kyle Spaulding, there's your X factor right there. So a big catch there, 22-20. We'll take a 30-second break. Stick around. It's live Tri-Town High School Football on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel of Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, no matter what time of year you travel. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel on River Street in Sydney next to R.E. Wilbur. Call 563-2156.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, a smother job by number 19, Blake Hitt. Second time he's had to do that from the kick that time of Josh Fireben, and we can announce that Maine Endwell is leading Chenango Forks 14-7, seconds to go in the first half. We've got seconds to go before the first half here, Tim, at 30 seconds to go. Don't put it out of the realm of possibilities for Walton to quick strike.
Yeah, nope, I wouldn't do that. I would never do that. They're too good of a team.
Their last play was a pass for a touchdown, their only pass of the game. Is it going to go up the gut? And I've got a lot of things to add. Christian Rutherford, by the way, who's had an outstanding first half. He goes 4 yards up the field. They have three players with over 50 yards rushing so far. 10 seconds to go. Could be the final play from the 40. Do they have a gadget play in this? Nope, they're going to go straight to the gut, and Jared Smith again with a defensive stop one-on-one. Nice job. He gets Rutherford behind the line of scrimmage. He loses three, and we go to the half ready to go and analyze a terrific game so far with our score at halftime. Walton 22, Unitico 20. It's everything we hoped it would be and more. That sounds like a commercial, but we're going to go to our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll try to get more scores for you and more on Maine Endwell, Chenango Forks if we can. But right here, it is our game of the year so far. 22-20 Walton over Unitico at the half. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Football on WCDO.